l'chvoidoi. That's the first bracha we say. That everything Hashem created l'chvoidoi for His own covid, for His own purpose. Then we say the second bracha is bracha l'shongan mecholam, melecholam, yaitzer rodem. For yaitzer rodem. That's the second bracha. Now the third bracha we have is v'ashayotzer esodem b'tzalmoi. The Maisa, the third bracha we start off with already a baruch. We start saying bracha to Hashem mekam melecholam, hashayotzer esodem b'tzalmoi, and we end off also bracha to Hashem yaitzer rodem. So the third bracha is yaitzer rodem b'tzalmoi, that Hashem created the person with the tzelem, the form, the tzelem, the mus, tavnisoi, with the form, the tzelem of Hashem, v'iskun le'mimeno binyan adiyad, and He prepared for us a binyan that will be for us forever, like His wife. Baruch to Hashem, yaitzer adam, Hashem created the yodam. This Rashi learns like this, that the third bracha starts off with the baruch and ends off with the baruch. The first two brachas don't end off with the baruch. The first bracha was just, the first two are short. We say, shakol baruch l'chvoidoi, and then we say, yaitzer adam. So Rashi learns the first two brachas really doesn't have to do with the sheva brachas. The first two brachas are just a shvach, a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that shakol baruch l'chvoidoi, everything was created for kavod of Hashem, and then yaitzer adam, stam, we're praising Hashem that He created the person. Now from the third bracha, that's really where we start, the sheva bracha is talking about the chosin and kala. Hashem prepares for you, your wife. That's why the Rashi says the third bracha starts with the baruch and ends with the baruch, because this is really the beginning of the seder of sheva brachas. So anytime you have a beginning of first bracha and then you have brachas afterward, so the first bracha starts with the baruch and ends with the baruch. And then the next one, the fourth bracha, sois tosas v'sogel ha'karam, that we don't start off with the baruch. We just end off with the baruch. Because that's called the bracha smucha l'chaverta. This bracha is near the bracha before. So the seder, Rashi says, starts really from the third bracha. That's the seder of the bracha is talking about the chosin and kalam. So therefore, the fourth bracha is called the bracha smucha l'chaverta, that sois tosas does not start off with the baruch. It only ends off with the baruch. The baruch to Hashem is sameach siyoin bivonil. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says now, sois tosis. The Gemara says the fourth baruch is sois tosis. You should be happy for sogel ha'akara. The akara should also be happy. It goes on Yerushalayim. It's called the akara. The kibbutz bonel l'soicha. When everybody comes together inside Yerushalayim, the simcha with happiness. Baruch to Hashem mesameach siyoin bivonil. Hashem is sameach siyoin with the people inside, building it up bivonil with children. So Rashi learns that Akara, Rashi says, that's a Yerushalayim. Even before that, Rashi says, V'iskunle mimeno, before Rashi says, Migufoy mitzloysov. That we say, V'iskunle mimeno binyan adayad, that means Hashem created from Adam Arishan himself. Migufoy, from the goof of Adam, he took out his ribs. Binyan adayad, means binyan noig l'doris. V'chav akara l'binyan al shem v'yivin esatelo. That Hashem like created the first woman, the first lady, Chava, that she's a binyan adayat. Now this bracha, Akara Rashi, is Yerushalayim. And the Mepharshim say the reason why we talk about Yerushalayim, because in every simcha we have, we're always supposed to remember the Koron of Yerushalayim. So part of these brachas talking about the Chos and the Kala, we also have to remember Yerushalayim. That's why this fourth bracha, we talk about Yerushalayim. We end off with Sameach Siyam Bivoneho. Then the fifth bracha is Samach to Samach Reyem Ahuvim. Again, this does not start off with a baruch, because it's a seder of these brachas talking about the chosn of the kala. That's a bracha smucha lechaverta, so it doesn't start with a baruch. That's Sameach to Samach. You should be happy. Reyem Ahuvim, very friendly. Reyem, friends. Ahuvim, love one another. Kisamechacha Yitzircha Gan Eden Mikedem. And when Kodesh Baruch Hu first created Adam Rishim and put him into Gan Eden from the beginning, Baruch to Hashem Misameach Chosn Mekala, that there should be happiness between the Chosn and the Kala. So Rashi learns Reyim Ahuvim means HaChosn V'Yakala Sheheim Reyim, they are friends or Ahuvim Zeh, that love one another. That this is the bracha on the Chosn and Kala. The same way Hashem made Adam Rishon happy. Tirsiv, it says over there, Vayita Gan Biyadin, Mikedim, Vayosin Sames Adam, that Hashem put Adam Rishin in Gan Eden and made him happy there. That's the way now also HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesameach, Hechosin Vekalo. Then we say, Baruch HaTor Hashem, Mesameach, Chosin Vekalo. Yeah. Uvachreina, that's the way we say the fifth Baruch we end off. Mesameach, Chosin Vekalo. And the sixth bracha we end off, the seventh bracha we end off is bracha to Hashem mesameya chosan imakala. A little bit of a difference. Hey, it's the sixth bracha we say mesameya chosan vichala, and the last bracha we end off mesameya chosan imakala. So Rashi says, what's the difference? Uvachroina Rashi says mesameya chosan imakala lefisha simcha bracha rishayna loy besimchas chasnu anuaymim. The first one is not talking about the simcha of the chasn itself. Sherei tefilahi, it's we're praying. She mispalim umuvorchim, she yosmechim biatzlocha koyimayim. This sixth bracha of sameach to sameach is like a tefilah. We're davening for them that they should be zeichet to have simcha the rest of their life, koyimayim, and they should be have atzlocha. Lefikach ein lach toim bo mesameach chosin imakala. We don't end off that there should be a simcha the chosin with his kala. The mashma ish biyistoi. Halabocha to Hashem mesamech eshneim liyerlam besifik mezoynes v'chol tuv. That's the sixth bracha. Like as a tefillah to Hashem, Hashem should give the two of them everything they need. Uvachreina, the last bracha, the bracha achrita, that we end off mesamech chosin imakala. Rashi says that's shvach. That's not a tefillah. The last bracha is not called a tefillah, but it's a praise. Shemeshaveach laKadosh Baruch Hu. We're praising Hashem. Shebora chasanus. Dibuk ish b'isha. Hashem made such a thing like a chasn, like a wedding, that we put together ish b'isha. Ayidei simcha v'chedva, the happiness, the love. Lefikach yeshlachton, here we end off with this shvachov, misameach chosin imakala, that the chosin should be happy with his wife. Shuloshoin simcha ish b'isha. Here ta'aka means they, the ish b'isha, the new couple should be happy. That's this last bracha. Now the Gemara says, what is this last bracha? Then we say, bracha to Hashem l'kenu melech olam, asher bara sosan v'simcha, chosan v'kala, Hashem created happiness, and a chosan v'kala, gila, rino, ditsa, chedva, ava, v'yach, all the shyness of happiness, of love, of peace, v'shalom, v'reyus, and friends, mehera Hashem l'kenu, mehera, speedily Hashem, should Yishama be'or you, we should hear in the cities of Yehuda, or the Chusas Yushlayim, in the streets of Yushlayim, Kel Sosim, Kel Simcha, Kel Chosim, Kel Kalo, Kel Mitzales, Chasanim, Chuposam, the voices of the Chasanim coming out of the Chuppah, singing, coming out of the Chuppah, Unorim, and Mishta, Neginosam, and when the young ones come out of their Mishta, out of their feast, Neginosim, they're also singing, and we end off Baruch HaTor Hashem, Mesameach Chosin Imakala. Rashi explained, this is like a Shvach to Hashem now, that there's such a thing of Chosin Vakala, the Simcha that they have. And that that's we end off, Mesameach Chosin Imakala. There's like a Shvach to Hashem, that there is such a thing of this happiness between a Chosin and a Kala. So these are the Sheva Brachas. The first Brach is the Baruch Pri Hagafen. So again, Rashi learns that the first two brachas really is not part of the inyan of the zivug. That's why the first two is not called a brucha, bracha, hasmucha l'chaverta. Forget, Rashi says the first two is only l'kovid, the yasifa. Since you have so many people coming together, we like thank Hashem, shakol baruch l'chvodoi, and huadin yetzer adam. So therefore, the first two start with a baruch, and it's a small bracha, it doesn't end with a baruch. But the third bracha, that's the beginning of the seder, really, of the bracha of the chosin v'kala. Therefore, that one starts and ends with the baruch, and the next ones just end and do not begin. I, the kasha, why the last one starts and ends? The kasha is, then why does the seventh bracha, we also start, bracha to Hashem l'kenem melech olam, hasher baruch sosim v'simcha. The shala, why does the seventh bracha start with the baruch? The chur, the seventh one is only a bracha, smuch l'chaverta. So Rashi says that the times when you don't have a minyan, then you don't, or you don't have panim chadashos, you don't say all seven brachas. All we say is just the last bracha by itself. So since sometimes the last bracha is said by itself, therefore it has to start with the baruch also. Yeah.
Rashi split the sun.
Rashi says, yeah. That Vashebora, the last bracha, Bevnei Shine Meris, Yechidis, Peroiv Yemeya Mishta, Keshein Shamponim Chadoshis. In the case when you don't have Ponim Chadoshis by the Sheva brachas, so then you don't say the first six brachas, well, you know, the first five, per paragraph from the Stam Yisei, but you only say the last bracha. When you don't have Ponim Chadoshis, then you only say the last bracha. So since a lot of times you only say the last bracha, therefore the last bracha starts off with the baruch and ends off with the baruch. Hashenken, the ones before, you always say them together. So that's called a seder. When you have a seder, the klal is you only say a baruch at the beginning, and the next brachas don't start with the baruch. They're called a bracha smucha lechaverta. Now, right. Mar says, Levi ikloi levei Rebbe. Levi went to visit Rebbe. The Lulad Rabbi Shimon Bray, when Rabbi was marrying off his son Rabbi Shimon, and Baruch Hamish, all he made was just five brachas, that's all. So Rashi says, Shakil, Vashe Yotzar, he said the first bracha Shakil, and Yotzar Odom, Shakil Vashe Yotzar. The third one he didn't say. He didn't say Shakil Yotzar Odom, he didn't say. He said, Shakol Boru Lechvoidoi. Then he says, Asher Yotzer Esodim B'Tzalmoi. V'Sois Tosa Sameach Tesameach in Asher Boru. That was the five. And right, so he left out the second brocha. Of Yotzer Odom, he didn't say. Which other one didn't he say? So that was called, he made five brochas. He held those only five brochas. With the Boru Priagofen, it's six. Right, Ravasi ikloi levei Ravashi. Ravasi went to visit by Ravashi Bilula de Mabre when Ravashi was marrying off his son Mar, and Baruch Shish, there he taka made the six brachas like we have. And we don't include the Baruch Pregoth, and that's the seventh bracha. But he made the six brachas like we have. The Kitzel Levi left out the second bracha of Yitzirada. So what's the machlokes? Leimavokim iflugi. Dema sova chod yitzir hevei. When Hashem created Adam and Chava, it's called one Yitzira. So maybe we don't have to have a special bracha for an Adam and from the Keva. Like we have, Yitzir Adam goes on the Zohar. And Yitzir Adam, we have two Yitzir Adams. We have the second bracha and the third bracha. So one goes on the Nekeva, one goes on the Zohar. So one man the Yama says, no, there weren't two Yitziras, it's one Yitzira. So you don't need a second bracha. The second man Yom says, like we had before, Shtei Yitziris Avoy. There were two separate Yitziris. Hashem created Adam, and then Hashem created Chava. So that's why, like we do, we say the bracha Yitzir Adam two times. The second bracha was Yitzir Adam, and then the third bracha, Asher Yotzeres Adam, we end also with Bracha Hashem Yitzir Adam. So we all just call two separate Yitziris. Sumer says, Lo, Meres Tata Machlokes. Hatayah the Kula Yalma Chod Yitzir Avoy. Everybody holds us only one Yitzira. Hashem created Adam Rishon, and from out of Adam Rishon, he took out the Tzela, and he made Chava. But really, it's only called one Yitzira. So what's the machloek you see here, though? Ma sova boso machshava linen. You go after the machshava, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu saw what to do. U ma sova boso maistas linen. We go boso la maistas, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu really did. What does that mean? Ki ho de Rabbi Yehuda. Like Rabbi Yehuda. Rami, we have Yud Yestestir in the Psukim. Ksiv, one Pasuk says, Vayivru Elohim es Adam b'tzalmoi. Hashem created Adam b'tzalmoi. Mashma, the Yitzira was Adam, that's all. And out of Adam came Chava later, but Yitzira Hashem only created Adam Rishon. Well, Ksiv, another Pasuk says, Zohar in the Keva Boram, that Hashem created two people. He created a Zohar and a Nekeva. So, Haketzen, how do you have this? It's a theory in the Psukim. Did Hashem create only one, or did Hashem make two creations? So there it says, V'etchila ola b'machshava livroi shenayim. Really, at the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought he create two. He wanted to create two separate people. First, to create separately or together, but he wanted to create an Adam and a Chava. What happened at the end was, Nivrechod, Hashem only created Adam Rishon, and from Adam Rishon, he took out the Tzela. On the Gemara, it's a Machlokes, one man Yom, the Gemara there says, that they were created together, the Pshat is, there was a face in front and face in back. Adam was in front and Chava was in back. And Hashem later just split them. But I call upon him, Lamaisa, there was only one Bria. Hashem created only one Adam. And from Adam came out Chava. So that's this Machlokes. Do we consider Bosa the Machshav that Hashem wanted to create each one separately? Therefore, like we do, we make two separate Ruches, two separate Yetzer Adam, one on Adam and one on Chava, or else the other Levi held, no, you only make five Ruches without the Bar Pragofim, because the Yeldas only considered one Yetzirah. We only say the way Hashem really created. He really only created one. So the Maaseh, there's a machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos exactly what's called one Yetzirah, what's called two Yetzirahs. Rashi learns in the Gemara says, Chad Yetzirah Havoi, Rashi says, according to the man, the Yom and Erevin, that says, Vayivin es Hatzela, Patsuf, that means, Shemetchila Briyosa Nivra Shnei Patsufim, Zochel Mofonav Nekeva Meyocher. Rashi says, according to that man, the Yom and Erevin, that Adam was created like with two faces, in front was Adam, in the back was Chava, that's called one Yetzirah. And the man Yomim holds Shtei Yetzirus Rashiels, that's going according to the other man the Yomim, then only Adam was created. And Hashem took out the Tzela, took out the Zonah from Adam, and from that he created Chava. That's called two Yetzirus. Tosfos learns just the opposite. That if he was first created with two faces, that's called he was created with two Yetzirus. Like each face was a special Yetzirah by itself. Mashenk, and according to Mandiyom, that Adam was created Shalim, and later first Hashem took out from Adam a Tzela or the Zonov to create Chava, that's called only one Yetzirah. That was the Ikar was one Yetzirah, was Adam. Just from Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Chava. So that's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, exactly according to what Mandiyom is considered two Yetzirahs, and according to which Mandiyom is called one Yetzirah. But the Maisa, we make two Brachas. But the Gemara says, Ravashi Yikloi Levei Rav Kana.
The first Sheva Brachas he went to, he made all Sheva Brachas. Mikan Vielach, after the first one, Yika Ponam Chadosho is Baruch. So, Kurul, Yoyma Kama Poshu means the night of the Chupra itself. He's by the Chup, they made Sheva Brachas by the Chupra. And then they had the first Suda. So, by the first Suda, Pshita, you make Sheva Brachas. Like we spoke out before. Even though people were there b'shach the chuppah, that's not called the Ika Simcha though. The Ika Simcha is by the Suda, by the Chasna. So by the Chasna, for sure, you have to make Sheva Brachas. Mikan V'yelech afterwards, Yika Ponam Chadoshes Barakula. If you had a new person that was not there by the Chasna, by the Suda, by the Chasna, you can make all Sheva Brachas. V'loi, but if you do not have somebody new, you only have 10 people that were there by the Chasna, or by the third Sheva Brachas, you only have the same 10 people that were there yesterday by the second Sheva Brachas, is Afushe Simcha B'yamahu. It's only considered like you have a nice Simcha now. It's true, you have a Chosam Mekalo, but all you have to do is must make a Bracha Mevorach, Sheha Simcha B'moinoi, V'yashe Bora. That's all. All you have to do is you make a Bracha, Sheha Simcha B'moinoi. That's the beginning when you bench, you say that. And at the end, all you say is just the seventh Bracha, V'yashe Bora, like Rashi said before. In the case when you don't have ponim chadoshos by the Sheva Brachas, then all you have to say is just the seventh bracha. And that's the reason why the seventh bracha starts with the baruch and ends with the baruch. Because a lot of times it's said by itself. Trash mevaruch shasimcha b'moinai means betchilas hazimun. That's what we do by every Sheva Brachas, we do that. But at the beginning of the zimun, before you start benching, you say shasimcha b'moinai. And if you don't have ponim chadoshos, at the end all you say is just the seventh bracha. Or you make a bar pragofin, then you say the seventh bracha. So this is what you do the first 7 days. Now, mishiva v'yad shloshim, after sheva brachas, up until 30 days after the chasna, bein amalu mach misilula, bein layamalu mach misilula, where the people gather together, l'kovid, the chas and the kala, or else even people don't even say it. But any simcha, any time you have people, 10 people gathered together during those first 30 days, is mevorach shasimcha b'moinoi. It is still a simcha, still after the chasna. 30 days after the chasna, there's still a simcha in the house. Therefore, if you ever have like 10 people together, you should still say shasimcha b'moinoi. But I'm not sure you need 10 people, but it doesn't say clearly you need 10 people. Maybe you don't need 10 people. But as long as you have a Zimun, you have 3 people, maybe also you would say, Shah Simcha Mamaynai. Mikan vielach, after 30 days after the chasna, iyam aluhu mach mesilula, if you're inviting people together still to be happy about your chasna, even 2 months later you make a party. L'kavod yachasna is mavorach shasimcha b'mamaynoi. When you go to bench at that meal, you should also say shasimcha b'mamaynoi. It's still a big happiness here, you're still making a suda l'kavod yachasna. V'ilaylai, but after 30 days, if people don't say, we're making this simcha, this party now, l'kavod my chasna, then you don't have to say, shasimcha b'mamaynoi. So the first 30 days, you always say, shasimcha b'mamaynoi. But afterwards, then you don't have to. Let's say you make parties 2, 3, 4 months after your chasna. And every month, every Rosh Chodesh, you make a party l'kavod your chasna. So how much after? You go 100 years later. How much after chasna can you keep on going? Amarel Papi Mishmei Derova Aratreisa Yachishosa. It means 12 months. Pekitsa, one whole year. That's how far to go. Shana Rishayna. Once you finish your Shana Rishayna, even if you make an anniversary party, every year, Lechur Lechavad Yachasana, you don't have to make, you don't say the bracha, Shasimcha B'mamaynai. Once it passed the year ready, then you don't say this bracha anymore. Just throughout the first year, anytime you have a Simcha Lechavad Yachasana, you have to say, Shasimcha B'mamaynai. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, "Mumikara miyemus." What about before you make the chasna? Before you got married, also chveishim make a vort chveishim make other simchas. Like it's also called a simcha. It's the party l'kavod the marriage. So how much before the chuppah do you also have to start saying this bracha shasimcha v'maynoi? Like it's a simcha. Anytime you have a suda v'aystois l'kavod the chasna, there's a tremendous feeling of simcha there. You have to make this bracha. So how much before the chasna? Samara Papa Michiromi Sari Biasinta. When they start to make the beer, they used to take the barley and put it into the big barrels to make the beer. So when you start to make the beer for the chasna, that's called you start now to prepare for your chasna, you're ready besimcha about the chasna, you make this bracha. Trashi Michiromi Sari Biasinta, Yes Sarim, Yes Shoirim, Bareva Snaim, Latul Sheikhla Sarakupa. Used to put the barley in the beer and in the barrel to start making the beer for the chasna. So kids, that's when you start to get the feeling of the chasna. Rashi says, V'yeshayim, some say, L'shem achasim yakala, Zorim sorim. They used to plant barley, L'kovah d'chasim yakala, V'yotzis, in a flower pot. Loima, like to tell them, Pruravu, V'tzimchu kisorim alalu, that you too, they get married soon, you should grow like these barley. That was a meaning like that. They used to plant barley, l'kavod with the chasna makala. So when they started to plant the barley in a pot, that's when you start feeling the happiness of the chasna, even a month or two before the chasna. If you have a suda there and you have three people, Mustama, you bench mezumin, you have to say shasimcha b'mayinai. For the Mara'ini, it's not that way. For a papa yasik li'aba ma'bre, where a papa like took care of his son, prepared the suda, Oborich Mishas Erisin. He started to make the bracha Shasimcha B'mayinoi B'Shas Kedushin, which Mustam was way before they started to make the beer. Like the Gemara's times, you'll make the Erisin first, and you first make the chuppah 12 months later. So Mashma, the whole 12 months before, he made the bracha. So where it says, Shani Rapop is different. Do Torah Lei. He worked. Trashi Do Torah Lei, Misukana Mayaloi, Kol Tzorcha Chuppah Usuda. Like he had everything prepared already. So Rav Papa had everything prepared for the chuppah b'shas erusin. Say Nechnami, if you have the whole suda ready for the chuppah b'shas the erusin, and Nechnami, then you can start saying shasimcha b'mayinoi b'shas the erusin. Here to be cited when you start preparing for the chuppah. Fight the Ravina Yasik Leila Brei. Ravina married off his son. Beirav Chaviva. Ubaruch, and he started to make the bracha, Mishas Erison also. He made the bracha, Shasimcha B'mayinoi, when they made the Kedushin, even though the chuppah will be much later on. Omri said like this, Kimli Begavayo Deloy Hadribu. I know for sure they're not going to retract, they won't break up. So therefore, he had a tremendous simcha right now, and started to say Shasimcha B'mayinoi right now. And the Mora says, "Mula yistayim milsa." Taka didn't work out that way. Vadrivu, vice versa, they gave a get. They broke the shidduch. Trashle nostan laish. He didn't give his wife. He didn't give his daughter. So Mashmur said, Nachtami, like you did the wrong thing here. Tadei Nachtami, before you don't prepare for the chuppah, you're not supposed to say the bracha, just simcha mamaymai. Here the Gemara's mashma, because maybe they'll be chayza, maybe they'll retract, they'll break the shidduch. Rav Tachlifa ba Marova, ikloy le Bavil. He went to Bavil, Baruch Shish Arichta. When he said Sheva brachis, the Gemara calls it six because it don't include the Baruch Pragofen, but he made six long brachis. In other words, he added a little bit to each bracha. Shrashi Shish Arichta, hoistif devorim al shakil, via birchas yitzira rishayna. Vechosim baba Baruch. Hey, it's the first two brachas, we have short ones. We have only Shakel Baruch Lechvoidoi, or else Yitzir Adam, he was marba, he added a lot of things into them, and he ended off with a Baruch also. Then where it says, V'lav Hilkos HaKavos, it's not right, it's not halacha. You have to make the brachas like we do. The first two brachas are short brachas. Rav Chavivik Loi Levei Mehula. Rav Chaviva went to visit Levei Mehula, Rashi says, it means a bris mila. He went to somebody's sudas mila he went to. And Baruch, when he went to bench by the Mila, after the Suda, he said, Shasimcha Mamaynai. It was also a Simcha there. The Suda you make by a Bris is a Simcha. So he ended off, Shasimcha Mamaynai. And the Gemara says, though, Lasilcha Sekavosai. We don't do this way. We don't say Shasimcha by a Bris Mila. Why? Mishum the treaty, the Islaid Sarmal Yanuka. Because the kid has pain. Since there's some pain there, we're bothered a little bit there. It's not called a total Simcha. So by a bris mila, you don't say the bracha, you don't say shasimcha mamaynoi, because it's a little bit pain, machmas the yenuka. Right. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav, chasanim min aminyan. We had before, you only say sheva brachas when you have 10 people there. The chasin is min aminyan, the chasin is included, you only have 9 guests there, and the chasin, they can say sheva brachas. But v'yein avele min aminyan. Now Molly will soon say, they used to say brachas by a base oval also. There the oval is not included in the minyan. You have to have 10 people excluding the oval. Meisve avakashin, is that true? We learned, chasanim v'yavele min aminyan. They're both min aminyan. So you see, not like Rav. So Gemara says, masnisim karomis alei de Rav. Yes, in the kash and Rav on the Mishnah. Rav, tonu apolik. Rav has a locha like a tana. Even though Rav was really the beginning of the Maroyim, but why says he was the beginning of the Maroyim, he's still out of power to argue on the Tanoyim. There's not a kash, you can't slug up Rav from a Mishnah. Even though the Mishnah says an oval is not part of the Minyan, Rav has the right to argue, and Rav holds an oval is part of the Minyan. We'll soon see for what purpose you need the Minyan. Itma, we learned like this. Om Rab Yitzchok, Om Rab Yechanan, Chasanim min aminyan. By a chasim, by Sheva Brachas, he's part of the minyan. V'yein avelim min aminyan. Noble is not. So this is the lach of Rab Yitzchok, Om Rab Yechanan said this. Meisveis, now and then we ask the kasha. There's a brice that says, Chasanim v'yavelim min aminyan. It says, an oval is also min aminyan. So the chura, there's a kasha, Rab Yechanan can't argue on the Mishnah. So here's the kasha, Rab Yechanan. So where it says, Titania,